And welcome back to Butler on Business. My name is Jason Riddle in the studio with Alan Butler. And now to talk a little bit of real estate, we have one of the nation's top real estate experts on the phone. He runs one of the premier resources for landlord information and legal forms. That's easylandlordforms.com. Brian Davis, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Doing well, Brian. Let's talk about Easy Landlord Forms. I assume it's kind of like a LegalZoom, but specifically related towards rental property.
Yes, it is. We offer a lot of state-specific interactive forms for landlords. It's sort of a do-it-yourself legal service. You know, we explain each state's laws and help landlords and property managers and realtors create forms for their state and help them understand their state's laws.
Okay, so if you were going to either rent or lease a piece of property, if you were either going to rent it out to somebody or rent it to somebody, you would go to Easy Landlord Forms and you could get a lease agreement?
That's absolutely correct.
What's your typical lease agreement going to cost?
$25 if you're looking for a lease package. We also have longer-term accounts for more active landlords and property managers, and they start at $40 for a six-month account, and that offers them access to all of our forms, you know, eviction notices, late notices, lease agreements, property management contracts, etc.
Now, the rental market is very robust at the moment.
Yes, it is. We've seen rents on the rise. Rice, Inc., who tracks rental data nationwide, has seen rents rise in 81 out of the 82 rental markets they track. Average rents in America are now up over $1,000 to $1,004 in the third quarter. We've also seen vacancy rates dropping. They're down to about 5.6% in the third quarter, and that's the lowest level since 2006. And overall, just the homeownership rate is dropping. More people are renting. You're down to about 65.9% homeownership rate, according to the Census Bureau. That's down from its peak in 2004 of 69.2%. And that's millions and millions of households who were homeowners and are now renters.
Brian, what are the factors leading to this literally national rental market boom? Is it just that folks are moving away from homeownership and going towards renting?
Well, there's a lot of factors. One that we've heard a lot about is foreclosures. According to RealtyTrack, you've got 610,000-plus homes in the foreclosure process in the third quarter of this year. And that number is actually artificially low. Lenders have been forced to slow down the foreclosure process since that robo-signing furor last October. So actually, the process now it takes a lot longer than it ever has. It takes an average of 336 days, which is a record high. And in some places, such as New York, it takes over 900 days to go through the foreclosure process. So that's basically clogging up the pipeline and drawing out the housing slump. And that high number of foreclosures is taking people who were homeowners and effectively making them renters. And you also have some demographic factors at work here. Baby boomers are downsizing. Some of them are switching over to rental properties instead of being homeowners. You've got Generation Y who are in their young renting years. You know, these are people roughly in the 18 to 33 range. And that's a relatively large portion of our adult population. And they've even been remarked upon for waiting longer before embracing some of the trappings of adulthood, such as, you know, marriage, home ownership, children, et cetera. So, you know, they're largely living in urban areas and renting. It's really just Generation X, which is relatively small, who's going out and buying your typical suburban house with a white picket fence. And that's just not enough to hold up the real estate markets nationwide. Go ahead.
I was going to say, just given those trends that you've been outlining here, do you think that we're maybe near a peak of the rental market, or does it still have some room to run?
Well, I think we might be at a short-term peak. You know, we're moving into the winter months, which is typically slower for the rental industry. So we might see it peak, you know, for the next we might be at a peak now for the next 6 months or so. But, you know, as the weather gets warmer next spring and summer, we should see it rise up again. And long-term, I don't think we've seen anywhere close to the peak yet. There's a process that some analysts have referred to as bundling, where since the Great Recession, a lot of households have artificially consolidated. People who wouldn't ordinarily have lived on their own are living either with their parents or with friends, other family members. From 2000 to 2006, you had an annual household growth rate of about 1.2 million in this country, and that plummeted down to about 500,000 from 2007 to 2010. You know, these are college grads who ordinarily would move out on their own, but they're still living with mom and dad. These are young adults who are living with roommates instead of living on their own. And when we see a big boost in the number of jobs, we're going to see all of those people unbundle and go out, and the first thing they're going to do is sign their own lease. They're not going to jump straight to home ownership. So once we see a big boost in jobs, we're going to see a huge spike in the rental industry. Now, of course, that might be a few years away.
Why would the baby boomers be renting right now as opposed to buying?
Well, most of them are looking to downsize. You know, they've probably spent the last 10, 20 years living in a, you know, larger suburban house with a lot of upkeep. Some of those are downsizing to condos, so going from a more valuable piece of property down to a smaller, less valuable piece of property. And some of them are switching over to rentals entirely, given the lower cost monthly and the lower commitment and the easier application process. And, you know, it takes it's a more rigorous process to buy a home than it is to sign a lease. And, you know, a lot of baby boomers either had to retire early because of the Great Recession or, you know, are not in the kind of financial shape that they were 5 years ago.
What is your spin on where this housing market is going to go, or do you specifically concern yourself with rentals?
Well, I mean, I'm more familiar with the rental market than with the general real estate market, but it seems that this year we've seen some slight gains in the real estate industry nationwide. Those seem to be slowing down. Most analysts are not particularly optimistic about where we're headed in 2012 for the general real estate market. I think it's going to be stagnant for a little while, and just like the rental industry, it's going to be heavily tied to job growth. I mean, we need to see more jobs, preferably private sector jobs, and we need to get the unemployment rate down well under the 9.1% where it's sitting now.
Now, this boom that we've got going on in the rental industry, do you expect then, well, let me back up for a second. Is that primarily in single-family dwellings, apartment buildings, townhomes, or is this across the board?
This is across the board. We are seeing more construction of multifamily buildings, you know, apartment buildings that are designed for rentals. Construction of those is up. In the second quarter of this year, we saw 37,000 new housing starts specifically for multifamily rental properties, and that's the highest it's been in many years. We've also seen a decrease in the construction of single-family homes that are designed for purchase, and it's been a very sharp decrease. It's down something like 175% since 3 years ago.
Well, Brian, that's easylandlordforms.com. So it's a website that allows you to download very inexpensively all of the forms you need to either rent, be a renter, or either a lessee or a lessor.
That's exactly right.
Okay, Brian, listen, we've appreciated your very insightful comments today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on the show.
Well, we look forward to having you on again.
Well, I appreciate it.
Okay, this is Alan Butler. We'll be back for today's final segment on the other side of the break.